This is The Cube, where simple tasks become epic challenges.
Don't do anything daft.
Oh, you're coming apart.
7 games. 9 lives. £250,000.
Have you got what it takes to beat The Cube?
Challenges. Will someone beat it tonight? Let's find out and meet our first contestant. It's Fred Burgess. Hiya, Fred. So you are Fred Burgess. Whereabouts are you from?
Norfolk in Cheshire.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
I'm a maintenance engineer.
Okay, and who have you brought with you?
Brought Keith, my best mate.
Hi, Keith.
My eldest daughter, Claire.
Hiya.
Hello.
And the youngest, Sally.
Hello.
It's lovely to meet you all. So do you think he's got what it takes to beat the Cube?
Definitely.
Yes. What made you apply?
I am a Cube fanatic. And to get the opportunity, couldn't refuse it, Philip.
Shall we start?
Let's.
Game one is for £1,000. And this is what's inside the Cube.
Revolving shot. While standing inside the marked area of the cube, you must throw a ball into the revolving target. This may sound simple, Fred, but you will need to accurately judge when to throw the ball in order to win £1,000.
So you've got to be accurate, obviously, to get the ball into the bucket, but also you've got to be good with timing, because you've got to throw that ball so it catches the bucket at the right place.
Let's give it a go.
Well, you have 9 lives. You've got to simplify if you're struggling. For £1,000, best of luck. Enter the cube. Look like you're measuring it up for wallpaper.
It's awesome. Can't believe it.
Is it incredible to be in there?
Oh, it's a lot bigger than you think. Seeing on the television, it's nothing like this. No. Yeah, absolutely.
There's no rush. You check it out. There's all the time in the world. Check it out before you play.
Yeah. Enormous, isn't it?
Person ever to have gone in there and thought, do you know what? I am just going to drink this in. I'm going to check this out.
Let's do it.
Right. You have 9 red balls by the side of you. Each one of those represents a life. Hopefully you'll only need one of them. Best of luck, Fred. Cube, play the game. Well done, you have £1,000. Game two is for £2,000, and this is what's inside the cube.
Recall. A number of red squares will appear on the floor of the cube. After 5 seconds, the squares will disappear. They will then return, but one will be missing. Fred, can you find the missing square for £2,000?
There are some games you look at and think, ooh, that's mine. And there are some that you look at and think, I wish I'd never seen it.
This could be one of them.
Not happy because of what? Short-term memory?
Short-term memory, yeah. But we've got nine lives.
At this stage, the cube will give you a trial run, so you can play that as well. If you wanted to trial it, you could do that. No.
You need to think about it like with the bottles of wine. When you go on holiday, you know which ones I've taken.
Let's get in there and play the game.
Enter the cube. So it's a case of taking a mental snapshot when you see those squares. They'll come up for 5 seconds, and then they'll disappear. And then when they come back up again, one of them's missing. You just put the box where the missing square was. You tell me when you're ready, and the cube will play the game.
Let's play the game.
Good luck.
I'm not 100%.
Let's see. Right or wrong?
8 lives remaining.
So you know it's not there. It'll be the same pattern every time.
Play the game.
Play the game.
I was solely concentrating over there. It's a guess, but I don't think it's right.
Is that right or wrong? Cube? Does he have to do it again?
7 lives remaining.
No, it's not there.
Okay, Philip. One more go.
See it again?
When you're ready.
Cube? Play the game. Was there one there? Let's have a look. Right or wrong?
6 lives remaining.
No. One more go.
Yeah, don't simplify yet.
No.
Just stay calm.
Okay, Philip, when you're ready.
Very best of luck.
Thank you.
Cube, play the game. It would be a shame if you lost another life to this game. You really would have to start thinking about simplifying here.
Yeah.
Because it's just not your game. Cube, right or wrong? 2,000 pounds. Game three is for £10,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Love it. Fred, at the top of the cylinder is a ball. When the floor flashes red, you must remove all 19 tabs so the ball reaches the floor within 10 seconds. You can use both hands, but to win £10,000, you're going to have to be quick.
think? It's a very new game. Feel a bit more confident about this one?
Certainly.
You've got 6 lives remaining. You've got your trial run and you've got your simplify. You're still in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Let's see how you play it after the break.
Fred, at the top of the cylinder is a ball. When the floor flashes red, you must remove all 19 tabs so the ball reaches the floor within 10 seconds. You have 6 lives, your simplify, and your trial run remaining. But are you quick enough to win £10,000?
Where's Catherine, your wife?
She's actually working in London today.
Is she?
Yes, she's at one of the hospitals.
How long have you been married?
40 years this year. Life sentence.
If she were here, what would she be saying?
She'd be saying, don't do anything daft.
But she'd let you play this
one? Oh, yes, certainly. Let me play. Let's go straight in.
Enter the queue. Have you thought how you're going to spend the money? What's £10,000 going to do?
Probably do something for a wedding anniversary, a family getaway or something like that.
So a nice family holiday and something of a celebration for 40 years marriage.
Yeah.
I did notice there that Keith is getting nothing. You've got 19 tabs and you've got 10 seconds. On average, this takes 1.8 lives.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready.
We're ready.
Cue, play the game. Say that was nailed.
Thank you.
Listen to this. You have £10,000. Day 4 is for £20,000. This is what's inside the queue.
Momentum. By applying exactly the right amount of force, you must roll the ball along the track so that it stops inside the target zone. Too much force and it will overshoot. Too little and it won't reach the target at all. Fred, are you brave enough to take this on for £20,000?
Claire likes the look of this.
You can do this one.
Do you want to come and do it?
Before I send you in, you've got to know you can't panic this game.
No.
What are you like under pressure?
I don't do pressure.
You don't do pressure?
No.
Sally?
He gets too stressed. He starts shouting.
Right. You going straight in?
Straight in, buddy.
Enter the queue. Know what it's like when you've done it.
What do you think?
Just learn from each one. So keep.
Listen, I don't plan on being in here long.
Fair enough.
When we're ready,
go for it. Okay, too hard. Now you know that it has to be softer than that. One life down. Good luck.
Four lives remaining.
What do you think? One more?
Yeah, but really nice and steady.
Not too hard. Don't swing back your hand, because that's too much.
OK, Philip. One more go. Too hard.
That's a go again.
Soon as I released it, I knew it was too hard then.
Three lives remaining.
Should I simplify now?
I think so.
Simplify.
What would you like it to do?
Bigger area, I think.
Yeah. Cube, please simplify the game.
The size of the target area has been increased.
Right, you've got a bigger red area. There is nowhere else to go now. You have to nail this in three. You'll have £20,000 beside me or nothing.
Yep.
All right, Fred. We all want you to do this.
Two lives remaining.
Come on.
Gotta slow it down.
Keep it on, Fred. Keep it on.
You are running out of lives. Can you do it this time? You have £20,000. Game five is for £50,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Construction. You must build a vertical tower of 10 blocks. If any of them fall before the final block is placed, you will lose a life. The completed tower must remain standing for 3 seconds. So, Fred, are you willing to risk it all for £50,000?
It's just building a tower for £50,000. But you could lose 20.
Yeah.
So you have to play it very carefully.
Very much.
And only the bold and the brave will ever take the jackpot.
Yeah.
What would Catherine be saying to you if she was here right now?
She'd be saying, don't do something daft.
She's got quite a deep voice, hasn't she?
let's try run it.
Yeah.
And then let's step back and have a
good plan.
Assessment.
I think that's a very sensible plan. Enter the queue. It is. That's all that stands between you and £50,000, and it does have to stand. Go when you're ready.
Remaining. Three blocks remaining. Two blocks remaining. One block remaining.
Now you've done it once, can you do it again? You have two attempts to get it right, but that was a trial run. When you do it for real, if it falls over, you lose a life. If it falls over twice, you lose £20,000. If it stays as solid as it just did, you win £50,000.
If it fell, I was going to say, let's go home. But now you're here and you've always wanted to come here, so it's like, why don't you risk it? I have faith. I think you should go for it.
It's a simple choice. Are you prepared to lose £20,000?
Can we have a commercial break?
Yes, absolutely. Fred, if you ask for it, we can do it. We'll be right back after the break.
Here's another chance to take some money from The Cube. Each contestant has just one Simplify. So for your chance to win £31,001, watch and listen closely. A number of red balls will roll into the container. Simply count how many appear. Was it A, 3, B, 5, or C, 7?
Call 0904 161 2345. Calls cost no more than £1.54. From BT landlines, other networks may be higher, and for mobiles, considerably more. Text your answer A, B, or C to 68765. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Orders free entry at the website. Entrants must be 18 or over. Entries made after all routes close on Thursday, the 27th of March 2014 at 5 p.m. will not be counted but may still be charged.
Lost 7 lives in your first 4 games. You then decided to trial run construction and successfully completed the tower. You've used your Simplify, but with 2 lives remaining, you now face a big decision. Can you build it again to win £50,000? If you fail, you will lose everything.
I want to do it.
Yeah. But are you prepared to lose the money?
That's the thing.
If you're not preparing yourself for the fact that you could go home with nothing, that's what you need to think about.
But you came on here for the experience and getting in that cube and seeing what it was like, not the money.
What would your mother say?
Don't do anything daft!
When you used to coach the girls and the girls lost on the Sunday, I don't really want you to come home in that mood that you used to come home in. I'd rather you come home happy, whether it's with 20,000 or 50,000. What are you going to be happy with?
20,000.
Well done. For the fans, another one. What a treat for me to say you have £20,000. You didn't beat the cube, but you will take £20,000 from it, and it's been a pleasure to meet you. Thank you very much indeed. Fred Burgess, ladies and gentlemen. Let's meet our next contestant. Isabel Harris! Welcome to you. Hello, good to see you. Welcome to the show. So you are?
I'm Annette, and I'm from Middlesbrough.
Annette, it's a pleasure to have you here. What do you do for a living?
I work for an awarding body who write fitness qualifications. I'm also a qualified personal trainer and a sports massage therapist. That
was you powerful. Are very sporty.
Yeah.
Very sporty. Okay, who have you brought with you?
Okay, I've got my boyfriend Jamie on the left.
Hiya.
I've got my mum, Glenys.
Hello.
My dad, Peter, or Daddy Bear, as we
Daddy
call him.
Bear.
And my best friend, Karen, on the end.
Welcome to all of you. Do you think you've got what it takes to beat the cube?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
What is that?
Competitive. I don't mind making a fool of myself, so I don't get embarrassed very easily. Well, I think I'm quite determined.
Hopefully you won't be made to look a fool at all here. Hopefully you'll be the second person ever to beat the cube. Game one is for £1,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Nation. Six blue squares will appear on the floor of the cube. One at a time, each of them will turn red and then back to blue. You must identify which one stays red for the longest duration. Annette, is your judgment accurate enough to win you £1,000?
That is your first game. You are a drummer.
Yeah.
So I would have thought your drumming is going to help here.
Yeah, definitely.
The rhythm.
Timing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling before you go in?
I'm actually feeling pretty good.
What made you apply?
I just wanted to do something that I could be proud of and that my family could be proud of me as well. So
that's a lovely
reason.
That's
the reason why I wanted to give it a go.
If you're ready to play, you have 9 lives. You have a Simplify. Enter the queue.
Okay.
Suddenly gets very lonely when those doors close in front of you, doesn't it? You feeling comfortable in there?
Yeah.
Great. Each one of those squares will turn red. All you've got to do is tell me which one was red for the longest time.
Okay.
You tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Good. Here we go. Cue, play the game. Which one was it?
That was harder than what I thought.
Was it?
It's two.
It's the same pattern every time.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work this time, you'll know you can eliminate one. Now, you think it's that one?
I think it's this one.
Are you right or wrong? Cube, is she beside me with £1,000 or has she lost her life? So the cube has taken a life, and you know it wasn't that one.
Yeah. I went by just counting the seconds of each one, and then remembering what the highest one was.
You tell me when you're ready to play.
Okay, do I just use the same method, guys?
Yes.
Yes, I think
so. Just count the beats as you would. Like you said, you're a drummer. Just count those beats.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Count the beats.
Yeah.
For £1,000. Cube, play the game. Right or wrong? Show us the answer. So, how does that feel?
It feels fine.
Yeah?
I'm okay with it.
Did really well. You have £1,000.
Yeah.
Game two is for £2,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Selection. Annette, using just one finger, you must knock all of the selected colored balls off their stands within 10 seconds. If you knock off the wrong color or run out of time, you will lose a life. The game starts when the floor flashes a selected color. So, for £2,000, can you be quick enough?
It's a brand new game. Just flicking balls.
Flicking a ball.
That's all it is.
Okay.
Jamie.
You've got to just get them balls away from the stand.
Just give them a fork.
Yeah, just a fork.
The lighter the feather, so just...
You've got 8 lives remaining.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your Simplify. The cube's just giving you your trial run.
Yeah.
You ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Enter the cube. floor will flash either red or blue.
Okay.
If it flashes blue, you flick up all the blue balls. If it flashes red, you flick up all the red ones.
Okay.
What are you going to do, prod or flick?
Poke and slide.
Okay. You tell me when you're ready and the cube will play the game.
I'm ready.
Cube, play the game.
Red. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 7 lives remaining.
Up until that point! One thing is good, there'll always be that colour.
Yeah.
So it will always
be red.
Now. Yeah.
Okay.
So you know now what to expect.
Yeah.
Any change of technique?
I don't think so. Was my technique okay? Yeah.
You were on track.
I think you're
best
to stay as you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your mum's technique.
Okay.
Very good. Very good. You're ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready to play.
Okay. Cube, play the game.
Go. 6 lives remaining.
One of them went sideways then, knocked into the other one. You knocked a blue one off.
I think I'm going to flick. I don't think pushing's...
You don't like doing that?
Pushing, if I flick, it's more dappy. Power.
All right.
All right, you ready? Good luck. Can you play the game? You were accurate. Obviously, you were very accurate, but you just had 4 left at the end there. Can you pick up the speed?
Yeah, I think now I've tried the flick, sort of know how that works. I think I'll try it one more time and then look at maybe simplifying.
So it would be really good to be able to pick up the pace here.
Definitely.
The trouble is, when the adrenaline starts going and you pick up the pace, then the accuracy goes.
Mm.
It's doable, but you've got to be fast.
Yeah. Okay.
Cue, play the game. Are you letting it bother you?
Didn't think I was. Just didn't flick it in the middle. It's so easy if it's not in the middle just to knock the next one off.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you do? How are you going to play this? We'll find out after the break.
Here's another chance to take some money from The Cube. For your chance to win £31,001, watch and listen closely. A number of red balls will roll into the container. Simply count how many appear. Was it A, 3, B, 5, or C7?
Call 0904 161 2345. Calls cost no more than £1.54. From BT landlines, other networks may be higher, and for mobiles, considerably more. Text your answer A, B or C to 68765. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Orders free entry at the website. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after all routes close on Thursday the 27th of March 2014 at 5 p.m. will not be counted but may still be charged.
Annette, V, you got off to a good start, but are now struggling with selection and have just 4 lives remaining. To stand a chance of winning £2,000, is it time to simplify?
Do you want to simplify this?
What's your gut instinct? What are you thinking now, simplifying it or...?
See, that wasn't really the speed, it was the accuracy.
Yeah.
If it was just the speed, simplifying it might have put less balls on.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to have to go slower to get the accuracy right.
Yeah. I'll come and help you. I'll come and do it for you.
You reckon you could do it better?
She'll start at one end and I'll start at the other.
Do you think, guys, think I should simplify it?
I think so, yeah.
I'll simplify.
Is that the decision?
Yeah.
Q, please simplify the game.
The time has been increased by 2 seconds.
So, first of all, you had 10 seconds, and now you've got 12.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there is nowhere else to run now. You have to complete this game.
Can I have some help, please, guys?
Watch it down. Good luck.
Thank you.
Cube, please play the game.
Go!
Five, four, three, two, one. Three lives remaining.
Didn't do it. You got faster towards the end. A little bit casual, if I'm honest, at the beginning. And you went faster and still didn't lose the accuracy.
Just think positive. Focus. You always say that you rush into something, so just set yourself right before we start. I think you're going to get this one.
Okay. Licking a ball.
Good luck.
Thank you.
This is the one. This is the one. Q, play the game.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Simplify, you wouldn't have done it. You have £2,000. Right, now the money goes up steeply. Game three is for £10,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Quantity. Annette. You must count how many squares appear on the floor. You have just 12 seconds from when the squares first appear. It's just counting, but can you stay focused for £10,000?
Now we're into the bigger money.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about your £10,000?
I'd like to get Jeremy a new set of wheels. he hasn't been driving very long and he's just had his first car, but it'd be nice to get him something just a little bit better. I'd like to get my dad's a new set of wheels and an ability scooter.
Lovely.
So.
Another set of wheels.
Wheels all round,
wheels all
really.
A fast
ones.
Yeah,
yes. Mobility scooter made by Ferrari.
That's a good idea.
But you've got to play this one first. And it's a very different skill than the one that you showed before.
Yep.
This is just counting on the floor.
Not too worried. I can count. I only come here once. £2,000. It's a lot of money, but I want to go for it.
Enter the queue.
Thank you.
there it is, an empty cube floor.
Okay. Any tips, guys?
It's not a lot of time, so you're going to have to really count them very quickly because there's quite a lot of them. They seem quite small.
Yeah.
I think so. Just really try it, like, yeah, just... Oh, I don't know.
Harry, quickness, you're quick.
You need to remember the point where the first one is. Yeah. Some way of remembering, because there might be a few in front of you, in front of Philip, so just remember either start at the top or nearest to yourself.
OK, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, for £10,000, the best of luck, just count the squares on the floor. Cube, play the game. Fascinating there, because you you put your hand out as a marker and then obviously you turn around. And I watched the marker go round with you. By the time you got to the end, it wasn't even there at all.
In my head, it made sense.
It worked. And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
There is a number in your head. That is the difference between £10,000 and losing another life.
Yeah.
Is it a £10,000 number? What is it?
36.
Cube, right or wrong? 36? Where a game's not yours, and then you suddenly find out one that is. And that's tripped people up. You absolutely nailed it.
Thank you.
You have £10,000. Game four is for £20,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Tilt. Annette, by tilting the beam, you must roll the ball all the way along and into the hole at the opposite end. If the ball falls off, you will lose a life. How steady can you be when playing for £20,000?
This is what it is. It's tilt.
Mm-hmm.
Ball at one end, pot at the other.
Yeah.
Roll it down. You've got three lives and a trial run. Would you trial it?
I will trial it, yeah.
Really? No hesitation there.
No, I'll definitely trial it.
Enter the cube. There it is. When you stand there, you realise how long it is.
It's long.
Also, yeah, you realise how narrow it
is.
Any advice over here, Jamie?
You always say, I rush into everything really quickly, and you always ask me to tell you to slow down and just take it slow. So that comes into this more than ever before now.
Okay.
When you're ready, pick that up nice and carefully.
Okay.
So that's the trial run. Can you do that within three attempts? If you can, you'll have £20,000. If you can't, you will leave with nothing.
If you want to take this as an experience and you're happy to go away with nothing and just be grateful of having this opportunity, then great. But it's up to you. I mean, it's £10,000. You've got to remember that.
£10,000 is a lot of money for me.
Look how easily Melanie Sykes did it.
She did it. She did really well. She was amazing.
It's a big decision for you to make. You have three lives between you and £20,000 and you and nothing.
very, very tempted. But I'm going to take the money. £10,000 is a lot of money for me.
Decision made. Decision made.
You didn't beat the cube, but you will take away £10,000.
Thank you so much for that.
Well done.
Brilliant.
Hello, everyone.
Sometimes the decisions are absolutely right. Would you have gambled? Could you beat the cube?
Next time on the cube.
I need to take my family on holiday.
Oh. I think I've got it. Oh! Pressure's on.
Well, Harry's world is about to fall apart with the most shocking news from Rose tomorrow. It's the last in the series of Mr. Selfridge at 9. Next tonight, there's more drama when Elizabeth gets a very odd and mysterious distress signal. But is it another trap for the Americans?